Welcome to the Intro Biology Podcast. Today we'll be discussing functional groups. Functional groups are specific configurations of atoms commonly attached to carbon skeletons, as we've discussed in a previous podcast, of organic molecules and are involved in chemical reactions. We'll be discussing seven major functional groups. There are others, but these are the main ones that we'll find in biology. The first is a hydroxyl group. This might sound familiar to the hydroxide ion we introduced when we talked about water, acids, and bases. This is an oxygen atom bound to a hydrogen atom, and the oxygen atom is what is bound to the carbon skeleton or the larger molecule. Molecules that have a hydroxyl group or an OH group are said to be hydroxylated, and the names of those molecules often are alcohols, or I should say molecules that contain an OH group are often called alcohols, and their names usually end in the letters OL. So for example, ethane C2H6, if you replace one of those hydrogens with a hydroxyl group, it goes from ethane to ethanol. Hydroxyl groups are reactive. They can form bonds with other functional groups on other molecules, and they are hydrophilic. The next functional group is a carbonyl group. Carbonyl is a carbon double bound to an oxygen, and that carbon is bound to two other groups. These functional groups, when they're added to carbon chains, if they're found within the chain, somewhere within the chain, those molecules are called ketones. And if the carbonyl group is at the end of the chain and one of the two groups bound to carbon is a hydrogen, it's called an aldehyde. So acetone is an example. It's the simplest ketone because it's a CH3 on one side, a CH3 on the other side, and a C double bonded to oxygen in the middle. And propanol is an example of an aldehyde. That's two carbons in a chain, and the end of that chain has an aldehyde group, which is C double bonded to O with a hydrogen. Carbonyl groups are also reactive. They can form bonds with other functional groups or molecules, and they are hydrophilic. The next is a carboxyl group. This is a terminal group you'll find only on the ends of molecules, and this is a carbon double bound to an oxygen, and also that carbon is bound to a hydroxyl group or an OH group. If you add this group to the end of a molecule, those compounds become carboxylic acids or organic acids. Acetic acid is one of the simpler examples of this. It's a CH3 group bound to a carboxyl group. And when that group loses that hydrogen, so when the carboxyl group C double bound to oxygen bound to an OH group, when that OH group loses that hydrogen, it forms the anion, which is the carboxylate ion, which is why this behaves like an acid. Carboxyl groups are also reactive, and they are hydrophilic. An amino group is a nitrogen bound to two hydrogens, and compounds that contain this functional group are called amines. One of the simplest amino acids, glycine, has an amino group bound to the central carbon there. Amines can act like bases. They can accept a proton and form an NH3 group where the nitrogen is now positively charged. So these are reactive, and they are also hydrophilic. Next is a sulfhydryl group, and this is an SH group. This is a terminal group you'll find on the ends of molecules. Compounds that contain this group are called thiols. One example is the amino acid cysteine, which has a SH group. And interestingly, sulfhydryl groups, when they're bound to, when they're parts of amino acids, they help form cross links or disulfide bonds between two sulfhydryl groups to form strong connections between amino acids within a protein or between two different proteins. Sulfhydryl groups are reactive, but they are hydrophobic. Next is a phosphate group. This is a phosphorus atom bound to four different oxygens, and one of those oxygens is what is bound to the rest of the molecule. It's not the phosphate that's bound to the molecule. When this functional group is added to a molecule, that molecule is said to be phosphorylated. This is a common functional group that's added to proteins in biological systems that helps change the functions of those proteins. This is a charged functional group, so those two of the oxygens that are bound to the phosphorus bear a negative charge, and the oxygen that's double bound to phosphorus has no charge, and the oxygen that's bound to phosphorus and the rest of the molecule is also uncharged. Phosphate groups are reactive and they are hydrophilic. Next is the methyl group. The methyl group is a non-reactive functional group. It does not react with other functional groups or other molecules. A molecule that has a methyl group added to it is called a methylated molecule. Methyl groups are commonly added to bases of DNA, specifically cytosine, and this is one way that cells control how DNA is accessed and used, is by methylating DNA. Just one thing to discuss here about a way that a functional group is used in biological systems is how the phosphate group is used in ATP, adenosine triphosphate. This we'll get into later, is the energy storage currency of the cell, and this is an adenosine base with three phosphate groups added to it, and those phosphates, the bonds between the phosphate groups, are what contain the energy that the cell stores or releases when you break apart ATP. So as we've discussed, functional groups are attached to usually carbon skeletons and are involved in chemical reactions. Of the more common ones that we discussed, only methyl groups are non-reactive. And of the common ones we discussed, methyl groups and sulfhydryl groups are hydrophobic, while the rest are hydrophilic. Some functional groups, like the phosphate group, are used in the storage and release of chemical energy for cellular processes.